The Ticket.
Live from Ticketstock 2013, on stage at the Irving Convention Center, it's The Ticket Family Feud. Let's meet the Midday Family. Norm Hitzkus, Donovan Lewis, Bob Stern, and Dan McDowell. And now, here is the Drive Time Family. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Corby Davidson, and Mike Reiner. And your host of Ticketstock Family Feud, Gordon Keith.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yay.
Ticketstock. It is time for our Family Feud. No one wants to try to start a chant. No one wants a chant. All right, everybody remembers the show Family Feud, right? Everyone's seen this. We know the format.
I don't.
So we've got them split up here. Middays versus Drive Time, guys. Everybody, welcome to Family Feud.
Huh? Thank you.
Hey!
Thank you, Gordon.
Hey!
Okay, now you guys know how this goes. We're going to get the two family leaders up here, which are Norm and Mike Reiner. Norm for middays. Yes, you are. You're the family leader.
That means you have to keep
your leader here. He's
getting up and getting down.
Come up
here, Norm.
You mean Donovan's my child?
No.
Yes, you have a black baby.
All right,
easy.
We're going to pretend like you guys are standing up here. Hit the red button. Okay, you guys ready? You know how to do this. You're going to say your name. That's the equivalent of hitting the button. And answer this question. First one to say their name gets it and answers the question. You're going to try to get the top answer. 300 P1s were surveyed for this. Top five answers on the board right behind me.
Norm.
Yeah. Here's the question. Name a famous Norm.
Schwarzkopf.
No, you got to say your name.
Say your name.
Oh, my God.
Say your name first to buzz in.
You got
to
say Norm and
Norm.
Then. All right. Name a famous Norm.
Say Norm.
Mike.
Say
Mike,
your word name.
Norm. Daddy's getting old.
It's unbelievable. You know what's amazing is I've already issued the question once. I've explained how to do it twice. And there was about a 30-second hang time before Mike even said Mike.
On the Real Family Feud, those people, it's a split second.
Yes.
And here there was about a minute and a half.
All right, Mike.
It's like Sean Connery.
Top five answers on the board. 300 P1 surveyed. What is your answer? Name a famous Norm.
Norm on Cheers.
Norm on Cheers.
Oh, I like
that. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I never would have thought of that.
Way to go.
He didn't even watch Cheers.
That is our number one answer worth 52 points. All right, Mike, would your team like to play
GTFA.
Or would you like to pass?
Let's play.
All right, let's play. All right.
We'll play.
Come down here.
You're not going to kiss me, are you?
How are you doing? How are you?
Gross. Thank you.
God.
I've watched you for years.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It's a big thrill.
And are you nervous being here?
I am.
And you're very pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. 300 P1s were surveyed. Top five answers on the board. Name a famous Norm.
Norm Van Leer.
What?
Y'all are supposed to go. Good answer.
That's a terrible answer.
Horrible answer.
All right,
I like it,
let's
but
check
it's a
it
terrible
out.
Answer.
Look at the board. Can I see Norm Van Leer?
Oh, come on!
All right, that's one strike. You get three strikes. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like it.
That never happened on the Real Family Feud.
Not on the air.
A little visual for the people here. I was just laying between Corby's legs.
Again.
That's so gross.
All right, Corby, what's your name?
Corby.
300 P1 surveyed. Name a famous Norm.
Hitzkus.
Can I see Norm Hitzkus?
Good answer. That's a good answer.
Why? The number three answer, Norm Hitzkus, worth 38 points.
You made it, Norm. You made it.
Okay, you guys still have one strike. Let's head on down here and see who we got.
Hi, Gordon.
Well, who are you?
Georgette.
Uh-huh. And what's your story, Georgette?
Oh, you know, just a single mom of five.
Okay. You had all this time to come up with material, and you thought, now I'll improv it when the time comes. It'll be good. All right, Georgette, you've heard the question.
Yes.
We've got two answers on the board, Norm Peterson and Norm Hitchkus. We still have the second and fourth and fifth answers.
Is your beard real?
No, it's paste on. Name a famous Norm.
McDonald.
Oh, I like it.
Good answer. Good answer.
Oh, number two, George. Yes. Number two.
What's up?
Norm McDonald. Oh, it's already revealed.
Oh, that is a number two answer.
Now he's not.
Man, Norm McDonald's pretty funny.
Fake face.
All right, we start back with Mike Reiner. Mike Reiner, you guys only have one strike against you. Two answers still left on the board. Name a famous Norm.
Wait, what?
Ben Brocklin.
Can we see Norm Van Brocklin? No.
Man, we're down to one strike.
All right.
Come on. Are you guys thinking of
Craig Jr. Miller?
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
You already got it?
Still on the board. You guys have two strikes against you. One more strike, and it goes over to the middays. Famous Norm.
I hate to steal from the famous Norm up here, but I think that was a good answer. Schwarzkopf?
Can I see Norman Schwarzkopf?
Whoa! Hey! Oh!
Thank you, Norm.
Oh, yeah.
Yet another muser stealing your bit, Norm.
Norman Schwarzkopf, the number five answer worth 12 points. We go to Corby Davidson.
Do you have an answer?
Oh, I don't know.
Corby, name a famous Norm.
I'm going to go local and go with Norm Boulash.
Can we see Norm Boulash?
Okay.
Who's the Stars owner?
Midday's habit. We go down here.
Norm Nixon.
Sanju.
A little table talk. Norm They're doing Nixon. A little table talk Boulash over here.
But this is P1s.
I'm going to need
these are people who did online.
I'm going to need an answer
he's
here.
He's the
we go
from.
To this gentleman here.
Sanju was, but he's old.
But Stars guy.
Yeah, excuse me. I need an answer. Bob,
do we go Stars or Mavs?
We've already discussed it.
Did you do it?
What do you think?
No, you do it.
He's the family leader. He's dad.
He's the dad. He's already gone.
But it's the whole team. We're still
the answer is a team. It doesn't matter.
What's the answer, Bob?
Have you watched Family Feud?
Yeah, come on, man.
What's the answer?
Norm Sanju.
Can we see Norm Sanju?
Fake Norm? Is it fake Norm?
It's
Drive Time has won this round. The number four answer. Let's see what it was. Blow up at caller's Norm.
Oh, man.
Norm
hits 14 people said that?
That's awesome.
14 people are stupid.
All right, Drive Time, 146. Middays, 0.
That's the
Wait, 146. Ed, do that math.
We head
Wait
to round two.
If we just said me again, we'd have won.
I know.
We'd have won if we just said me again.
Well, now you're getting mad, so if we would have said you now.
That's it. Now it's on.
All right.
Don't you damn call here again.
It's time for round two.
Where was Lady Norm?
Let's go ahead.
All day.
We call up Junior Miller and Bob Sturm. You guys ready?
Get him.
You're going to say your name. First one to say your name, we'll get to answer it. 300 P1s were surveyed. The top six answers are on the board right now. Here's the question. Name a game you played in grade school.
Bob.
Bob Sturm.
Tag.
Can I see tag? Number three answer worth 30 points.
Yeah. Craig.
Wait, no, it's too late. All right, Bob,
I thought I got a chance to get the...
Yeah. Have you watched Family Feud?
Yeah, now he doesn't...
Jeez.
Pop down Donovan's mic just a tad.
He's the host.
Unless you guess the number one.
Just
right?
A tad.
Oh, two.
Right.
Okay. Craig?
Yes, that is me, and I would like a chance to beat
Besting.
Tag.
Yep.
Tag.
Hide and seek. Oh, man! Are you kidding me?
10 points.
You just gave him a freaking answer, you
idiot! This game is bullcrap!
Pass or play?
All right, Donovan.
Play! You got to play.
Oh, we have to play?
You don't play softball to draw a walk, do you? Coach Chastain's daughter?
Yeah, we'll play.
Okay, play. There you go, Donovan.
Can I have
name a
Bud
game
Light,
you played
please?
In grade school.
She is her name's
number
Kelly.
Three answer, number six answer. On
Bud
the
Light.
Already. Tag and hide and seek. Party
Carjack.
Well, back here, sweetheart. They're free back here.
Grade school? How about Candyland?
Whoa.
I
saw Django.
Can I see Candyland?
I don't know. You guys didn't have the games out
here. Always playing the race card, aren't you?
At school? You would play Candyland at school?
That's why I'm so smart.
No. What, you landed on red.
At school or grade school age? What is this question again?
All right, Dan McDowell, it's your turn to answer. We've already got two answers on the board. Tag and hide and seek. Name a game you played in grade school.
In grade school.
In grade school.
Weed growing?
Weed growing. Is like basketball or something? Can you say that or no?
It's your answer, dude.
How about kick the can?
Ooh, can kiss I the can.
Kick the can.
What is this, 1918? I thought it was grade school.
That's two strikes against you. We go back to Norm Hitch.
You get a can and you
Norm,
kick it.
Name a game you played in grade school.
You kick it.
Maybe we
got
to go to baseball and stuff.
I need
baseball.
An answer.
Ball in a cup.
Baseball.
Okay. Baseball is your answer?
Baseball.
Can
pick
I
up.
See baseball?
Okay,
that's three
right.
strikes
dodgeball.
Against you.
So it's not sports.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball's
whoa,
good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It may school. Not be sports yeah. because he went with baseball
but
it's and
a
it's
game.
Not on there.
I know, but you don't. Okay, did you play baseball in grade school?
Could it be Monopoly or something like that?
Well, he said Candyland, but that was a dumb answer.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Grade school, you think of things you played at school.
Hey,
dodgeball.
How much
time did I get? Four squares, yeah. dodgeball.
Play carve the apple into a bowl.
I kind of like dodgeball. I think that's not a bad
dodgeball?
Answer.
Dodgeball? I like it. Mike, you agree?
Yes.
Dodgeball.
All right, what's your answer going to be? It's going to be dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
All right, name a game you played in grade school.
Stupid
we still
answer.
Have four answers up there. If you just get one of these answers, you guys get the
that
point.
That's stupid.
I lie.
Can you show me dodgeball?
Yeah! Got him! Got him!
Awesome!
Got him!
Look at that. Drive time leading 186 to midday's zero. We'll come back in just a moment for the Ticket Family Feud round three. Stay with us.
They only got 80.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And The Ticket.
All right. Thanks, Carlos.
You're listening to The Ticket Family Feud. Live on stage from Ticket Stock 2013 at the Irving Convention Center. And brought to you by Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Here's your host, the Great Gordo.
Yeah, thank you so
radio
much.
Radio dog. Had to get the radio
again.
Somehow.
Welcome back to the Ticket Family Feud. We have middays versus drive time. And right now, drive time is cleaning up. They're leading 290 to zero over middays.
Yeah.
All right, let's get straight into round three. I believe this is Corby and Donovan who are going to answer this.
Come
one.
On, Corby.
Point
Old
values,
time race
you can do it,
buddy.
Point
Here we
values
go.
Are doubled in this round. Doubled.
What does that mean?
That
know.
Means three times as much.
Ah.
300 P1s were surveyed, Corby and Donovan. The top seven answers on the board.
Seven.
Here is the question. Name your favorite ticket character.
Donovan. Fake Jerry.
Can we see Fake Jerry?
Good answer.
Number one answer.
Corby.
Worth 38 points.
Play.
All right.
Play.
I forgot
you
my
guys
name.
Want to play or pass?
You want to play?
Play.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let's do it. Play.
Dan?
Music down. Music comes up at the end of the segment when Gordo's leading us into break.
Wow.
Okay, I guess Dan's still involved in
audio voice.
Anyway, so you guys have decided
help
to play.
The board up a little bit.
All right, let's go to Dan McDowell. Dan, 300 P1 surveyed. You've already got the top answer on the board right now. There's seven answers.
Now, Gordon Fake Jerry is the best character for sure, but you know what I like?
Name your favorite ticket character. Now, this is not what you like best. It's what you think the P1s.
And I think I represent the average P1 who likes Fake Garrett.
All right, ooh. Let's see. Show me Fake Garrett.
Oh. Holy effing hell.
Oh, he's in bigger
you
trouble.
Are an effing kidding me. What kind of idiots filled out this survey?
Our listeners, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
The listeners that the Drive Time certainly appreciates.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Love them all.
Over here, but. All right.
So Fake Garrett's not top seven.
We've already established
shame
that.
For
so,
shame.
All right, Norm, name your favorite ticket character.
Since I was the answer to two
just name it.
Questions.
Just name it.
I'm going to stay on this and say Fake Norm.
Yes!
Oh, good one. Yeah,
good
answer,
Norm. Good answer.
All right, show me Fake Norm.
Oh, my God!
All right. That's two strikes.
Man. That
two.
Is bullsh!
Two strikes.
Looks like the
Norm, that was a great answer.
Bob Sturm, you guys have only gotten one, but you did get the top answer, Fake Jerry.
Watch
there's
them
still
get Fake Garrett
left on
and
the board.
Get it.
You guys have
just to show. Should we go with Garrett
two,
or Norm?
You, two strikes against you.
We'd like to pass.
You can't pass now.
Okay.
Name your favorite ticket character.
Well, for me, it's Natural Remnants Eating Man.
I hate
but,
you.
I will go with Fake Tiger.
Oh,
that's a great one, Bob. But
is that your final answer?
It is.
All right.
And it's up there.
Can we see Fake Tiger? Whoa, the number two answer worth 18 points. You guys still have two strikes against you, Donovan. Favorite ticket character, according to the B1s.
They'll never clean the board up, I guarantee you.
How about the overcusser?
Ooh.
Overcusser. Oh, I've heard that before. Yeah. That's when he, like, overcusses.
Aren't you guys supposed to say good answer, good answer?
That's an answer.
Hasn't been around since 2004.
All right, show me the overcusser.
Nolan Ryan.
Fake Nolan?
Nolan.
Ribby?
Fake Wade?
Nolan. Ribby.
Southlake guy.
Let's go Nolan. Nolan's current.
Red Sky's at night guy.
Let's go fake Nolan. I think that's good.
Okay.
What's your final answer?
Nolan.
I think it's risky, but
fake
okay.
Bo and Jim. Fake Bo
wait,
and Jim.
Wait a second.
Crazy prospector.
Nolan Ryan is our final answer.
Okay.
The coach.
Final answer. Now,
Tom Fullery.
If you guys get this right, you get all those points.
Fake Glenn Galton.
We know how to play
fake
the game.
Fake Dan.
Just go.
Fake Glenn Galton.
Can you show me fake Nolan Ryan?
Hold on. Wait. Don't peel him off yet.
That's double points.
What a dumb answer.
200. Hold on. You guys are
dumb. You guys are idiots.
Don't peel him off yet because I will guarantee you Ribby or Tom Fullery
the
are
ticket
up there.
Tom Fullery hadn't been on the air in
I know,
years.
But you watch.
How about Marge?
Fuji.
Marge, George.
Michelle Wee.
About the charge.
Okay, just roll him over. Okay. Go. Chan.
If Garrett wasn't on there, then Ryan wasn't going to be on
Why
there.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I did try to argue.
Shut up!
What about
Fake Dale.
All right. This is where we unveil an answer and everybody reads it along out loud.
Mushmouth.
Yes!
Mushmouth, 17 points.
Ticket Mouse?
What? Yeah. That is, you people are gay.
Ticket Mouse is awesome.
Get ready for this one.
Scoop Callahan. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Maybe who Ribby wasn't on there. Chris.
Yeah, I like that one.
Wait till you see this one. Corby's Kardashian.
Oh, my God. Ribby and Foolery weren't on there.
Oh, man.
Never mind.
300 of the dumbest P1s.
Corby's Kardashian. I mean, it's great.
Let's hear a little
All right,
of
so
it.
The score right now
That wouldn't have been in my first 100 guesses.
No, I never would have thought of that.
The score as it stands right now, Drive Time, 290 points. Middays, 208. And I tell you, Middays certainly has a shot because round four,
a shot.
The point values are tripled.
Whoa. That's three times.
Tripled.
Triple my points.
Yes. All right. We got George Dunham and Dan McDowell here on this show-off. Show-off? Right. Showdown? Face-off. 300 P1s. 300 P1s surveyed. Top six answers on the board. Here is the question. Name an animal mascot.
George
Dunham.
Uh-oh.
You better hurry up!
Moose!
Moose!
What?
What a panic.
They didn't ask for a name.
Name three teams that have a moose as their mascot.
Seattle Mariners.
They're the Mariners.
Yeah, but he's the funniest one.
Oh.
What a panic.
Did you hear him? He said,
it is the biggest panic.
Okay.
Moose!
Aardvark.
Well, locally, I don't know.
Yeah, who? Name one high school team that they're known as the Mooses.
Oh, in those terms, yeah.
The worst guess ever.
All right, let's see. Maybe, there's a shot that it's on the board. A shot.
A shot?
Show me Moose. Surprise.
They're about to take my voice away anyway.
All right.
George, I have bad news to you.
It's so funny.
A survey of the top 37 answers did not have Moose up there.
All right, Dan McDowell, name an animal mascot.
Give me a liger.
That's not Dan.
Oh, man.
Bear.
Good answer. That's a good answer.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Show me bear.
All right.
Oh, man.
Answer, do you guys want to play or pass?
No, we have to play this. Play it.
Pass.
Play it right here.
Pass. Let's pass.
Play.
Hey, you're right. Not on our team.
Norm Hitchkiss. Oh. Only one answer on the board right now, Baron. That's the number three answer. Name an animal mascot.
Testicle.
Lions.
All right. Good answer.
Can
good answer,
Norm. Show me lion. The number six answer. The last answer worth 8 points.
Good answer. Hey, Norm. Yay.
Good answer.
So far, we got Bear and Lion on the board. Name an animal mascot.
What did
did I say moose?
It's the worst. You were an idiot.
I just panicked.
It wasn't a dessert.
Was yelling at me.
It wasn't a dessert question.
Give
George.
Me tiger.
Good answer.
Tiger?
Tiger. Tigers.
Hang on. Let's change it to a centaur.
Tiger.
Can you show me tiger? The one answer.
That's what I was going with.
Sorry.
32 points, and that's worth triple here in this round.
That cost us the game.
All right, Donovan, we got tiger, bear, and lion.
But it was so funny that it's worth it.
Name an animal mascot, Donovan.
You were so proud of it.
How about an eagle?
Neagle? What did you say?
Whoa.
You say an eagle?
Get him, Donnie. Oh.
Blow your whistle.
All right. Eagle. Do we see eagle? The number four answer.
Oh,
eagle worth 12 points.
Is an eagle an animal?
Okay, shut
up. Oh, my God.
Just,
really?
I'm just wondering here.
This is not the time for
someone bring him his meds,
Denny's
please.
Philosophy.
Let me give you the rare mascot combo along with Corby Laugh, the dolphin.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Dolphin? That's an X.
Is there a dolphin? That's one strike against you. Back
that's
to you, Norm.
I'm sorry, little buddy.
You got tiger, bear, eagle,
I'm
and
sorry,
lion. Still two answers on the board.
Well, I'd thrown out all the birds until eagle was allowed.
It's an animal, Norm.
So I'm going to go with falcon.
Okay, why do you think that an eagle is not an animal? Is it a protozoan or a plant?
It's a bird.
That's an animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was thinking this was only animals.
Okay, we're seeing the decline.
In my era,
an eagle is an animal.
Of course, that's a bird.
Okay, Norm. You're going to go
Norm.
With falcon?
I'm going to go with falcon.
Okay.
Sorry, Norm. I said moose.
Do we have falcon? No, that's right. Two strikes.
Come on, sports star.
Bob, it's coming down to you.
Animals.
If you don't get this right, this triple point value goes over to drive time.
Well, they would have a chance to steal, wouldn't they?
Yes.
But they're idiots.
I'm going to need an answer, Bob.
Cardinal?
Name
an animal mascot.
But that's a bird. Isn't that a bird?
What?
Cardinal? It's a bird.
Yes, a bird is an animal.
We got this.
Do we have cardinal?
What?
Oh,
what?
I'll stay out
is that
of this.
Three?
It's got to be wildcats, right?
There you go.
Wildcats.
Yeah. What about ram?
I like wild. I'm thinking, okay.
What
Mike.
About Wildcat Rab Stadium?
Shut up.
I'm thinking of local high schools. There are more wildcats than anything else, but maybe people.
That's
are...
not an animal.
Panther is not an animal.
Panthers.
Oh.
Panthers is good.
If there's a disagreement, I think we should let George answer.
No, I would say it's between panther and ram.
Well, they have to get an answer.
A rantham?
How many rams
what
are
do you
there,
think,
though,
George?
Outside first of St. Louis?
Minotaur?
Give George another shot.
There are no rams.
I like
no
panther. Rams. I like panther. Panther.
Panther's good.
Squirrel?
You're not allowed.
We have two guys saying panther. Mike, is that you agree with this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, drive time is going to go with panther.
Game for us.
Longhorn? Is Longhorn up?
Longhorn should be up there.
All right, let's reveal the number two and the number six, or fifth answer. Number two answer is?
Longhorn. Yes.
Yeah,
the number six answer?
Skeeter.
Mustang. Fifth answer.
See, now those are animals.
Wow. Middays, 514 points. Drive time, 290 points. This is amazing.
This score was determined in January of 94.
What?
Okay, now this is what's going to happen here, guys. I need each team to select their person for the fast money portion. I recommend Mike here. I think we want to check out how fast his mind is working these days.
Sure.
And I recommend
Norm.
Norm
would be good.
No, I'm on medication.
What?
I'm on medication.
What kind of medication are you on?
All sorts.
If it's a...
No, you have to do it.
All right. During this break, you guys decide who you want to represent your team.
All right, George, you need to redeem yourself
with
and get your ass up
with the fast money segment here. Ticket, Family Feud.
I could be good at this, but
this is mayhem.
I'm getting George.
This is mayhem.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS Mothership. This is the Ticket Family Feud. Middays versus Drive Time. From Ticket Stock 2013 to the Urban Convention Center. Brought to you by Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And welcome back to the Ticket Family Feud here at Ticket Stop 2013.
Woo!
Let's see this crowd. Huh?
They can't believe it.
These people act like they've been drugged. All right, now this is the fast money round. Now, who's won this is middays, and they've won with 514 points, which will be converted into actual dollars and divvied equally among the team. Fast money round, they've selected two people, and understand it's Norm and Donovan. Now, Norm, you know how this works, right?
This is Ebony and Ivory. Yes.
The fast money round, I'm going to ask you five questions.
All right,
the
Pro Bowl.
And you're going to give us your answers, and we'll see how much they're worth at the end of this, okay?
Probably not much, but okay.
Okay. You ready? Now, this is a time thing. You have to go quickly.
I understand.
Hurry up.
A sport that doesn't require a ball.
Pass. Oh, well, no, hockey.
A word that rhymes with puck.
Suck.
Name something that comes in pairs.
Shoes.
Something that smells bad.
Armpits.
A slang word used to describe a hot girl.
Bitch.
Mm. Whoa.
Norm.
Hot girl. I need an answer. Slang word used to describe a hot girl.
Tang.
Chick.
Taint queen.
Chick.
What?
Chick.
Chick.
Chick. Okay, there you go.
Good answer. Good answer.
Not bad, Norm.
Cat, it's not chic. It's chick.
Okay, we're going to go now. Is the other person in isolation?
Yes.
Okay, Donovan's in isolation.
A soundproof booth.
Yeah.
So he can't hear
us. Yeah, watch, he can't hear us. Come on,
I ask you, I ask you, Norm, a sport that does not require a ball. You said hockey. That was our number one answer worth 50 points.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was great. That was a good answer.
I asked you
a pie, Norm.
Remember that, George, when you go up there, hockey.
Don't leave me
hanging,
Norm.
That rhymes with puck. You said suck. That is worth 16 points. 16 points. It was the number three answer.
Not bad.
F, number one.
But I couldn't use the number one answer.
Just hold on. Donovan still has a chance.
Okay. High five, Norm.
Okay. I asked you to name something that comes in pairs.
Yeah.
You said shoes. That was the number one answer worth 26 points.
Way to go, Norm.
Good job, Norm. I asked you to name something that smells bad. You said armpits. That was worth 0 points. No one said armpits.
That is sad.
Special effects are circa 1953.
It's so bad. It's just so horrible. I asked you a slang word you used to describe a hot girl. You said taint queen, and then you changed it to chick.
Nothing?
That was worth nothing. No one has said that. Okay, there you go. So we're going to cover up Norm's answers now. Let's go ahead and bring out
Flapper Girl.
Ebony from Ebony and Ivory. It's Donovan.
Yeah.
No doubt he heard all that. How can you hide him?
I know.
Where are you going to hide him?
So
they couldn't hide, what was his name?
Fugitive.
The fugitive. What's his name?
The dead body of
Norm
General
Van Leer.
Andreas Franco. Escobar. What's his name?
Richard Kimball.
Morales.
All right, Donovan, you ready?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Hey. That's okay.
You go down. You can He's got to get a headset on.
Yeah. Does he?
All right, Donovan. What's that?
You're good.
No, you're fine. You're fine right there. Okay, now Norm's already answered these. Now, you cannot get to, if you say Norm's answer, you're going to hear this sound effect. Okay, and I'll say try again.
Cheap.
Here are your five questions. Donovan, name a sport that does not require a ball.
Auto racing.
A word that
is
rhymes,
it a sport, though?
A word that rhymes with puck.
Duck.
Name something that comes in pairs.
Boobs.
Sorry, Norm said that.
Name something that smells bad.
Norm.
A slang word used to describe a hot girl.
Hot.
What?
What?
Dude.
Oh, damn.
All right. Here we go. Let's see how he did.
Oh, damn.
Not about hot. My bad.
The number one answer to that question was moose, believe it or not. All right, I asked you, Donovan, name a sport that does not require a ball. Norm got the number one answer, which was hockey with 50 points. You said auto racing. That was worth 7 points.
That's all right.
Yes.
That's sad.
Good going.
That's sad how poorly you
swimming,
did.
Swimming, track, badminton, and cycling were also given his answers.
I thought you said sports.
A word that rhymes with puck.
So badminton.
You said duck. That was the number one answer.
Whoa!
With 22
P1s?
Points.
That was the number one answer from P1.
What did you say, Noah?
He said suck, which was the third answer. The other answer is luck. I cannot pronounce the other one. Then truck, muck, and stuck were the answers given. Okay, hey. I'm going to ask you to name something that comes in pairs. I would have said twins.
Is that the number one answer?
No, that was the last answer, but it was actually on the board. You said boobs. Norm said shoes, which was the number one answer. Boobs, number two answer with 23 points.
Let's get ready to steal, guys.
Yeah,
there's no stealing. This is such a superfluous part of the show.
I'm going to go with truck.
I said something that smells bad. You said Norm.
Sorry, Norm.
You said Norm. Norm actually said armpits, which was not an answer. You said Norm. Norm was the number one answer.
Are you kidding?
It was the number one answer.
Shut up!
Swear to you.
Poor Norm.
That is wrong. You smell great.
Okay, the number one answer was Norm, in parentheses, various parts.
That's correct, yeah.
Norm was many, many answers throughout this game.
Yes, he was.
I'm sorry about that last one, boys.
The second most popular answer here was intestinal gas, a word I shan't say here. And then the number three answer was George, various parts.
Jerky P1s.
And then the main feature of that carnival cruise was mentioned as number four, and
poop.
Then feet, and then skunk, and then fish/tuna.
Uh-oh.
Was the last answer. Yeah. All right, and finally, Donovan, I ask you a slang word used to describe a hot girl. You
fish
said,
slash tuna.
Yeah, I said hot. I'm sorry.
You said hot. That is the number one answer.
Oh man. Nailed it.
36
Donovan. I thought he was going to get zero.
I know it.
And then we could steal.
Yeah.
Did we win?
Yes, they won.
But we won 10 minutes ago.
Babe, Fox, Smokin', and MILF were the other answers. You guys got a total of 753 points.
So did we win?
No, you didn't win. So it's Middays.
Can we steal?
Middays now gets to do Drive Time for a Year.
Yay!
And thanks for playing the Ticket Family Feud, and thanks to all the P1s for coming out to Ticket Stock 2013 here at the Irving Convention Center. We'll see you next year. We'd like to thank our sponsors. We'd like to thank Bud Light, Macho Self Storage, Albertsons, and Texans Can Academy, Buffalo Wild Wings, Stanley Ford, Starwood Motors, Toyota of Irving, Park Place Volvo, my friend Cinnamon Creek Ranch, Texas Land and Cattle, and Big 12 Conference and Fox Sports Southwest and the Dallas Stars. Thank you, guys. See you next year.
Can we steal now?
Yeah.